You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up today, a group of Democrats filed a federal lawsuit against election officials over redistricting by Republican lawmakers in 2011. We'll talk to former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz about why he supports that lawsuit. First, a report out last month from the Trust for America's Health revealed that drug overdoses in the U.S. have doubled since 2000. They're now the leading cause of injury death in 36 states, including Wisconsin. Last week alone, the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office recorded 16 heroin-related deaths, an unprecedented increase. The country and state faced what has been termed a heroin epidemic, but the U.S. is not the first country to face such a hurdle. Let's zoom out for a moment and take a look at how Portugal handled a similar situation. Back in the 1990s, Portugal had one of the worst heroin epidemics in the Western world. At one point, 1% of the whole country was addicted to heroin. Overdoses were up. The country had the highest rate of drug-related deaths from AIDS in the European Union. In 2001, the Portuguese government made a big move to try to confront the epidemic by decriminalizing the possession of all drugs, instead sending users to treatment programs. Since then, public health experts have watched the country to see what impact that would have. Recent data from the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction shows that the country now has the second lowest overdose rate in all of Europe. Back to the U.S. We aren't on the verge of decriminalizing all drugs, pretty far from it, but we have seen an expansion of a criminal justice program dedicated to treatment for drug users over prison time. They're called drug courts. In the past 5 years in particular, we've seen investment in them growing here in Wisconsin. To learn more about how these courts work now, we have Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Colas. Judge Colas, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Also with us, Dane County Drug Court Coordinator James Pearson. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
So the mission of drug courts is not actually to stem drug-related deaths. We'll talk about whether that might help in a bit. But Judge Colas, what is the basic mission of these drug courts?
The mission of the drug courts is to reduce criminal reoffending by offenders whose crimes are drug-related or drug-driven in a way that reduces the use of incarceration and increases the use of treatment with the hope of a long-term reduction in criminal recidivism for those people.
And Jim, is it a possible side effect, if this program is successful, that we might cut down on these tragic statistics we're hearing just this last week of heroin-related deaths in the state?
Yes, most definitely. In drug court in Dane County, we've seen an increase in our participants that have opiate addiction. Over 85% of our individuals are opiate-addicted individuals, and that's been growing since around 2006, I believe. That number's been growing, the percentage of opiate addicts that make up our census for the program.
Now, how did drug courts initially come to be here in Wisconsin, Judge Colas?
Well, in the United States, they started in 1989 in Florida. In Wisconsin, the first one was here in Dane County in 1996. Judge Jack Olick began the first drug court, really with that objective of seeing what can I do with these people whose crimes are drug-related and to try to prevent them from coming back into the system repetitively.
Now, did this seem like an alien concept back when it first started? We were coming out of the 80s, tough on crime, three strikes, you're out type policies. Was this seen initially as kind of a weak, soft on crime approach?
At that time, the system operated by referrals from the district attorney's office was primarily a first offender program. I think there's always a little bit of skepticism about new approaches, and including for judges, because it puts the judge in a non-traditional role.
And Jim, how have these grown since those early beginnings with that start here in Dane County?
Well, I know, it began in Dane County in 1996. Looking on the website, Wisconsin Association for Treatment Court Professionals, there's over 28 drug courts in Wisconsin now that have both received both state funding and federal funding through several grants. And then there's also 28 other types of drug courts, including veterans courts, OWI treatment courts, alcohol courts, mental health courts. So this trend has been growing, especially these last few years, as funding has expanded in the state.
And Jim, what determines who ends up going to a drug court instead of a traditional court?
Well, in Dane County, it has to be a felony drug-driven charge. Now, across the state, that could be determined in any different way, depending on how the county or the city wants to look at that. But we focus on those felony drug-driven cases and focus on individuals that this is going to be an alternative for significant jail time or prison time. And so we're wanting to get them involved with treatment, hopefully avoiding that and decreasing jail days, which are expensive, and we can read the reports about increasing prisons and the scarcity of those resources, so that we're trying to divert them from that.
I'll want to get into what exactly happens once people go to a drug court. But first, I want to ask Judge Colas, from what we know so far, is this successful? Is this cutting down on recidivism?
Well, nationally, the statistics and the research show that there's, on average, about a 15% reduction in recidivism for drug court participants who successfully complete compared with others. There's a wide range of that. Here in Dane County, a study by Dr. Andy Brown at the university in 2011 shows about a 33% reduction in recidivism compared to a non-drug court group with the same demographic profile and statistics. So the programs have been proven effective when they're well conducted.
We're talking about drug courts here in Wisconsin with Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Colas and Dane County Drug Court Coordinator James Pearson. So when they're effective was what you said. They are successful when they're done right. What does done right look like, Jim?
Well, we've set up a program where individuals are intensely monitored. They have a case manager. Their drug tested close to twice a week randomly. Drug tested with our high-risk treatment court program, we work closely with Department of Corrections. And it's that close network that we build, that really that drug court team that makes it successful here in Dane County. We work in collaboration with the Dane DA's office, the Public Defender's Office, Department of Corrections, and Journey Mental Health, and the Circuit Court to make this what it is.
And these are things, Judge Colas, that the offender might not get, probably wouldn't get if they went through the traditional system, ended up in prison?
Well, that's correct. Whether in prison or on probation, the drug court experience is a much more intensive one in terms of the treatment and the monitoring. A person who's in the high-risk group, which is a particular court that I preside over, will see their case manager and their probation agent once a week. They'll be participating in treatment. They'll be getting the random testing at least twice a week. They may have other particular requirements. So they're getting, it's a much more intensive experience, and it lasts for 9 to 12 months, in addition to the periodic court reviews.
I was going to say, how long does it take someone to graduate? It seems like there's always going to be a risk of relapse, of recidivism, of new drug use, maybe crimes related to that use. Do you keep tracking people who've been through this program after that 9 to 12 month period you mentioned is over?
Well, we do. We track recidivism 2 years out. So in the 2014 report, we would be looking at people who had been discharged in 2012 and whether they had been rearrested or not. So we do follow those statistics. And we obviously won't know about people who graduated this year until 2017, because you have to allow time to follow that reoffense rate.
And Jim, someone in this situation, someone who's been caught in a drug-related crime, they've been put in this drug treatment system, is the tendency for them to cooperate with the system that's put in place here? Do most people do their best to work their way through this system?
Well, and that's one thing we've tried to do with Dane County Drug Courts Program, is trying to get them involved with it as soon as possible. So as soon as they're charged with the case, they're given a screening. And so we have that first contact with them, sometimes within 2 weeks of the case being charged, but many times within that first 30 days. And then we also, 30 days within that, we do an assessment with them and refer them to treatment resources. And that's really what determines best success for that individual for the long run, is trying to get to them and to give them those resources right away. And that's one thing that Dane County has done, where in the past it was a lot more delayed process. It could take up to 6 months before they had their first kind of contact with one of our assessors. And now we're in touch with them within close to 30 days and giving them treatment resources as well.
Now, I mentioned that idea of decriminalization in Portugal up front there. Again, we're not on the verge of that, but the idea there being, hey, this is something for treatment, not incarceration. Do you see us moving more and more toward that model of a drug user is someone who needs to be treated, needs help, and doesn't so much need to be punished, doesn't need to be in the incarceration system? Judge Kolos?
I think there's growing recognition that the most effective way to protect public safety in the long term and reduce criminal offending in the long term is by addressing the root causes. And in the case of a person with an addiction, that root cause may be the addiction. And to the extent that can be addressed, the public will be better protected, and that's what we hope to do with drug court.
We're talking to Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Kolos and James Pearson, Dane County Drug Court Coordinator. Heroin use up around the country and the state, leading cause now of injury death here in Wisconsin. Talking about drug courts, they're designed to help treat drug users for addiction as opposed to sending them to prison. We're learning how they work, and we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you or a family member had any experience with drug courts, or have you been on the other side in law enforcement or a prosecutor's office and worked with drug courts? Either way, what was your experience like? Do you think this is a good idea? Do you have questions? Do you have concerns about how this works? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll take your calls in a moment after a look at the latest news with Kristen Durst. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're back with Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Kolos and James Pearson, Dane County Drug Court Coordinator. We're talking about the work that drug courts do to provide treatment options to drug users as opposed to prison time. Drug overdoses up around the country, now the leading cause of injury death in 36 states, including here in Wisconsin. Some data from Europe has shown that this style of intervention can help reduce drug-related deaths. The program aims to keep people from ending up back in prison repeatedly for drug-related crimes. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you had an experience in these drug courts? Have you been charged with a crime but then moved to a drug court, or maybe someone in your family, or have you worked on this from the law enforcement or prosecution end? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller. We've got Travis on the line in Madison. Travis, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Travis?
Yes, as the first graduate of the Dane County Veterans Court, I just wanted to say that I am 100% behind it. I've seen it work more often than not. I've seen maybe one person fail out of a group of about 20 people up in Outagamie County, and I would have to say that it's turned my life around. I mean, it gave me the opportunity to get out and do something in a more positive light, and I'm ever grateful for it, and I'm doing great.
Was there a part of the process, the treatment or counseling or something, that you would point your finger at and say, that's what did it, that's what made the difference, Travis?
What it was the group, having a whole team of people there willing to support you, even if there's not anybody else in your life. You know, having a mentor is probably the biggest thing. It's a big thing in the in the Veterans Court. And the way it worked for us is they paired us up with other veterans, and it really helps to have someone there going through what you've been through.
Travis, thank you so much for sharing your story, and congratulations. Best of luck to you since you've gotten through that time in your life. Judge Kolos, do we have a lot of success stories like that to point to in the drug courts, which I think do similar things to the Veterans Court that Travis was talking about?
Yes, and first of all, congratulations to Travis, because the key in drug court and in the Veterans Court, although we provide support, is the person's own motivation and commitment to make the change and finding what works for them. We do have a lot of success stories, and the Veterans Courts follow a similar model to the drug courts. When Jim was talking about the 28 other types of treatment courts in Wisconsin, veteran courts included, Dane County has just, Judge Flanagan has just started a veterans court here in Dane County that's just getting underway. So we do see a lot of success stories, and it's very rewarding to remember how people were at the beginning of the process when I first met them in court, and then to see them on their graduation day, often bringing in family that they've reconciled with.
Jim, you're nodding along there. Do you see stories like that?
Of course. I mean, it's why we do the work, to hear just what Travis shared. We see individuals that start in the program homeless, unemployed, fractured family situations. And we see that gradual recovery and just that blossoming of their life when they're working. They reestablish relationships with their significant others and possibly children that they've lost. It's why we do the work. Yeah.
Travis, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We go now to Mary with us in Milwaukee. Mary, hi.
Hi.
Oh, what did you want to bring up, Mary?
Just that I work in corrections, and that I heard the judge say that, oh, these programs are so intensive. And I think there's a disconnect between the judges and corrections, in which we're not capable. Our caseloads are so high. We're really not capable to provide the attention that's necessary. I mean, what I see is people pull themselves out if they can. I don't understand, now that we have this supposed universal health care, why there just can't be treatment available out there. Treatment certainly does work if people apply themselves and see, you know, the downside of continuing in their behavior. But as far as corrections, you know, bringing around this change, we're simply not able, at least in Milwaukee, to provide the attention that's necessary.
Mary, thanks for the call. I wouldn't bring Judge Colas in on that. So, great idea, but we don't have the staffing, we don't have the resources to do this for enough people anyway.
Well, I think perhaps Mary was referring to the ordinary probation supervision that they're able to provide, and I think she's right. I think probation agents are vastly overworked and can't give the kind of attention and provide the kind of resources that people with a serious addiction need. Here in Dane County, in the drug court program, we've been really fortunate to have the full cooperation of the Department of Corrections and the regional office, and they have assigned a dedicated drug court liaison agent to our high-risk group. And that agent is there every week for our court meetings and is supervising all of the people who are in the high-risk treatment group. And so that has made us much more effective. But I think it's true that there are more resources needed for the probation and parole agents who are on the front line of this. And I think, Jim?
Yeah, and I know that also in Dane County, we have a case manager that works closely with that liaison agent, who actually is going to be helping them, that individual, get involved with treatment, where that DOC agent may be very overwhelmed and unable to kind of do the legwork there. Our case managers are well-versed in what's available in the community and help work with the insurances as well, learning where these individuals can go for the help they need.
Mary, thanks for the call. We're talking about drug courts with Judge Juan Colas and Jim Pearson with the Dane County Drug Court System. Now, Mary talked about resources. You were just talking about pretty intensive resources. It sounds expensive. Jim, is this a lot of money? Is it, when all is said and done, worth the investment?
The long-term investment, yes. I mean, when you look at the studies that look at drug courts, how effective they are, and the give back to the communities, unfortunately, I don't know the dollar value off the top of my head, but studies have shown that drug courts are worth the investment, which is why the federal government, as well as states, are investing. You see this growth, not only in Wisconsin, but across the U.S. So, yes, the investment is good. And ACA, the Affordable Care Act, has helped us in some ways. We've had to learn how to utilize that insurance and what's going to be available for those individuals. But it has allowed some flexibility then for individuals that don't have insurance to work with the county and really have them help offer some resources that may have been more limited, that we weren't able to access for them because the county was overwhelmed. They couldn't fund everybody that needed that. And now for our drug court clients, we're finding that this combination has actually been beneficial.
I mentioned the tough on crime era of the 80s and the surrounding decades. Now we're at a point where it seems like more lawmakers here in Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers leading the effort to go more toward treatment than a punitive system. Do you see a cultural, a political change in the way we think of drug-related crimes, Judge Colas?
I think there has been a recognition that we simply can't afford to try to imprison our way out of the problem, that there has to be more than that. So I think that recognition has been seen both at the state and federal level in both parties trying to look for creative, effective ways to protect public safety in a cost-effective manner. And the national figures I've seen show that drug courts properly run return about $2.20 for every dollar that's spent. And that's in direct costs. That doesn't count the indirect costs, the future productivity of the people who successfully recover from an addiction, the effects on family, on future health care costs. That's just direct criminal justice costs.
Jim, what does the future of drug courts look like in Dane County and the state as a whole?
Well, thankfully, Dane County and the city of Madison is dedicated to this idea. In the last year, we've seen the Veterans Court start. In the last 3 years, we've had the OWI Treatment Court was implemented here in Dane County. So you definitely see this influx, not only locally, but across the state, that this is something worth investing in. These are human beings that deserve access to treatment, and this is what we can do to help support that.
And Judge Colas, your hopes as we wrap up for the future of this kind of treatment-related court?
Well, my hope is that it will continue to be supported, that we'll continue to have the resources that we need, that we'll continue to refine our procedures to make it as effective as possible, and hopefully continue to prevent reoffending and putting people in a position to save their lives.
Judge Colas, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jim, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Dane County Circuit Court Judge Juan Colas and James Pearson, Dane County Drug Court Coordinator, about drug courts, treatment courts here in Wisconsin. As overdoses increase around the state, some data has shown that drug court-style interventions can help stem drug-related deaths and prevent repeat offenses. You can continue the conversation, share your thoughts and experiences over at the Central Time Facebook page.